Okay, we're joined on the line by, I suppose, world champion Oliver Loughnane. How does that sound?
Sounds great. I'm still waiting for the confirmation, but yeah, it's looking pretty likely at this stage now, particularly when the Russian anti-doping agency have said, you know, that they're annulling her results from that day.
How have you felt since you found out the news?
It's all a bit of a whirlwind, really. Like, you know, I was just, as I say, heading out for lunch yesterday at 1 o'clock, and I got a text, and it was all... These things can drag on for years, you know, and it probably will drag on for quite a while, but it often takes a long time before they announce what results are going to be annulled. But within an hour, the Russians had come out and said that they were giving up those medals. So that's good news for me.
At the time, were you suspicious of the Russian athlete?
I suppose I didn't dwell on it. On the day, like, my focus was on performing as best I could, and I really felt that I couldn't have done any more on the day. So it wasn't really something I thought about, and it was the first time I medaled, so I was really excited about that. I suppose, you know, obviously over the years I've wondered, you know, there's been a huge amount of her training group have tested positive, and there's always been strong suspicions, and there's been murmurs from time to time that, you know, there was going to be an announcement, but I kind of thought that that wasn't going to happen. And then I felt, you know, that I was probably going to be somewhere doing something fairly mundane, and I'd get a text, and that's exactly what did happen, you know.
Exactly, yeah. It must be a bit bittersweet, though, that you didn't get to stand at the top of the podium, is it?
I suppose at least I was on the podium, you know, yeah. Unlike, say, Rob in Barcelona in 2010 or Roisin Magetian in 2009 at European Indoors. So, as I say, at least I was on the podium, and because it was a medal as well, I was very happy with my performance on the day. I suppose I was, you know, doing an interview last night, and they showed a clip of me hugging her after we, you know, after we both crossed the line, and when I saw that, all right, I got a little bit bitter. But there's no point, really, you know. When I was competing, the focus was on getting the most out of myself, because I was never going to be able to do anything about her and what she was doing, you know.
And what are your own memories of that day, Olive, and your performance?
Ah, sure. You know, it's a special day, you know. You look back, and I suppose that day I really felt I was going to win a medal, and I'd finished seventh in the Olympics in Beijing, and you know, I think that had given me a lot of confidence, but there's still a big difference between finishing top eight and finishing in the medals. But I'd kind of made that mental leap in the lead up to Berlin. So when I found myself in sixth place at one stage, and I went, gosh, this isn't going to happen. I'm not going to let this happen, you know. Mm. And then I got into third place, I think around 14K. And there was constant battle for the last, from about 14 kilometres to about 18 and a half before I finally pulled away from the Chinese girl. And, you know, at the time I didn't appreciate just how significant that would be. Like, obviously it's a lot. It's better to be elevated from silver to gold than it is from bronze to silver. So, yeah, as I say, that tussle meant a lot more than I realised at the time.
And was there much Irish support on the streets of Berlin that day helping you out?
Yeah, there was massive support. And because, you see, I suppose, you know, there was a Russian in front of me and there was a Chinese girl behind me. So everyone kind of went for the Irish girl anyway, like anyone that was neutral in the crowd kind of got carried along. And of course, I was known people from over the years. So I think all the German support got behind me and anybody else that was on the course. So it was a bit of anybody but Russia kind of thing.
Olive, this news, I suppose, it's fantastic news for clean athletes out there the world over,
yeah,
isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, that's one thing that I've said is, like, if I was still competing, I'd be so enthusiastic going out training this morning, because I suppose that group, there was just a group of them that all trained in the same centre, and they had such a stronghold, and it's just taken so long for them to be broken down, like, and probably will be more of them will test positive. You know, it's, as I used to say, like, a lot of them were testing positive, and she was in that group, and you know, I always felt, well, they were hardly just giving the drugs to, you know, some of the group. Yeah. Like, so look, it's good news. So it is. It was a pocket there that needed to be dismantled, and it's nearly finished now at this stage. I mean, she had just recently been appointed director of the training centre there, you know, and like she would have been under investigation at the time. So that kind of is kind of scary stuff, really.
And just reading the reports this morning, Olive, the Russians kind of fudging things so that the 2012 Olympic results don't count,
yeah,
which means that Rob doesn't get the medal, which leaves a kind of a bitter taste in the mouth, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully they won't get away with that, you know. Hopefully they'll be pursued by the IAAF, World Governing Body, and WADA. and the World Anti-Doping Agency, but yeah, certainly when you look at it there, it looks like they're trying to protect those medals. So I suppose Rob's thing, I suppose from Rob's point of view, it's important that he just concentrates on himself, you know, and focuses on his goals for this year.
Finally, Olive, you sent out a lovely tweet last night with your daughter wondering if you're going to keep the silver medal as well, so you don't know that yet.
You hope and keep your fingers crossed now that works out for me. I'm not sure what they're going to do with the silver silver medal with my name engraved on it. I've done a few miles, you know, at this stage. So, yeah, I mean, the silver will always be precious to me. So I'd definitely be while waiting for the gold, you know. But my daughter has volunteered to hide it if it's of any benefit.
That's what I was going to say. Just tell them you lost it. You don't know where it is if they come asking.
Yeah, it's been so long now. I'll tell them.
Olive, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks very much, and congratulations on being crowned world champion eventually.
Thank you.